Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Now, I'm Sean Kane's just come in the door, like a whirling dervish, as usual. How are you, my friend?
I'm very good, Martin.
You're looking awful good. You're looking very healthy.
Well, I am feeling healthy. And what a beautiful morning. You're driving across the country there and looking into a crimson sunrise and listening to you and listening to Eddie Reader, I thought. Monday morning doesn't get any better than this.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
gorgeous. It was great.
Well,
beautiful.
You see, we have a few favourites, including you, and it's lovely to share them. We were just playing Declan O'Rourke there with Paul Weller.
Yeah.
Like, just moments, moments.
Yeah.
It's kind of hit you in the morning.
Yeah. And the music is great. That time of the morning.
You have to keep on going. Listen, you're on the road again. You're back to... I know I want to talk about Safe Home Ireland and all the rest, but you're gigging away, aren't you?
Gigging away, busy, 3 or 4 gigs a week.
You see, people don't...
Up and down the country.
People don't always know that you're out and about as much as... But as you are.
Yeah.
Because it's constant.
It is fairly constant, yeah. And I enjoy it, and I love it, and I love going back to meeting the people that I've met before and known for many years, and it's great to go and find a new place, a different place. We're going to put on a concert in a community centre or a parish church or something.
Sure.
They're great.
Yeah,
they're great. So I love being out doing it. Sense of purpose.
Sense of purpose, exactly. Incidentally, was there a bit of a do for Dolores last week? It was her birthday. We celebrated her birthday on the wireless last week.
They may have had a bit of a do, but I was on the road as well.
You were on the road as well after that.
Yeah.
Anyway, she had her birthday Thursday, I think it was.
Thursday, that's right.
And it was funny because I have always loved My Love Is in America.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It's a wonderful song. And just, it's McCandley, isn't it?
It is McCandley.
It's McCandley.
Yeah, yeah.
And just when you play it and you hear her version, and I still think, with all due respect to Paul Brady, who I'm very fond of, but her taking the island is quite something.
It is, but my God, just had to beat Paul too.
Oh no, yeah. Paul is genius,
yeah,
and also the man with the bio.
Yeah. Well, they're both great, you see. You don't even compare.
Hers is very different. It's very different.
Oh, very different. It is very different.
Well, his is, it's like Jimmy Webb. I love Jimmy Webb, and I love him doing his songs.
Yeah.
Whereas somebody like Glen Campbell comes along and he takes it somewhere else.
Yes.
And they're both equally fabulous in my mind. And you're right. The same with Paul. But anyway,
the music is great. You could talk about the music. And do you know what? In today's world, it's very important.
Well, ain't that the truth?
Yeah,
because we're
really
dealing
is.
With an awful lot of pain.
Even listen to some of the headlines you had to read out there this morning. It's even difficult to read some of
it's
that
just
stuff.
It is. And because we get the papers so early, and because we get, obviously, to see the pictures too that some of the papers put out, heartbreaking.
It is.
Heartbreaking stuff.
It is.
And you do need that. Speaking of news and all that's going on, we were talking about Christmas the other day, and your good friend Johnny Broderick, who is a fine poet and composer and all the rest of it, he was on like a flash. He says, "Pow keeps you, why don't you play that? Put that on the radio." He's in like a flash every time.
Yeah.
He's like the greatest manager I've ever come across in my life.
He's great, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. Like, Johnny's out, he's helping so many people do so many things.
Yes.
He's a great man to work with, as you know yourself. He's on the ball. He keeps me organised, because I wouldn't be the most organised person in the world now.
Are you not?
Oh, no, I wouldn't. No. My wife, Anne, looks at me. I have a bit of paper with something written in it, and an hour later, I'm looking for it. And Yeah.
But he is an organiser.
He is an organiser. He's a great organiser.
And we must explain, he is a co-writer of so many songs over the years, and a poet, let's face it.
Yes.
A fine poet. And he sent us work over the years, and I've loved it. But it is that lovely ability to capture a moment in 4 or 5 verses of a poem. Like, it's such a talent.
Well, that poem he wrote for Michael D. Higgins, our president, and the Christian Moore recorder, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful piece of work.
It's a wonderful piece.
It will be there forever.
It will forever, you know, and rightly so.
Yeah.
He also is responsible for co-writing Carolyn.
Yes, he did.
Which is your current offering to the world.
It is.
So if I take Pow Keeps You and put it to the left for the moment and play Carolyn, would that be all right? There'd be more bombs locally for Carolyn, wouldn't there? That's what we'll do.
From the blacksmith's boy. an Inch Queen Planks these wall Old gentle kind Laments for folks Pass from this life To comfort those behind Built all affairs and ancient ways Where look and chance Seas are deep and tallest low, and the fairy queen is called. Our fated guests are laid to rest, of captured hearts and minds, bringing some three gallantry and all three to the low points. Strong and shoulder high, and the crossing open wide. When mind and body separate, the soul and spirit fly. For a second chance, we all give thanks and hidden blessings more. Farewell to music or to song, eternal is the score. No farewell to music or to song, eternal is the score.
No, no, absolutely. I'm talking, chatting away as you do with Sean Kane. We just keep talking. Anyway, there it is, Carolyn, the great Johnny Broderick and Ger O'Donnell. They were discussing the legacy of Turlough O'Carolan. That's how that happened.
Yes.
That's how that came about.
Yeah.
And he was given a second chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
What was that? Yeah. I'm just reading it now. Johnny's after sending a message. Well, typical.
When he got blind as a child.
Yes.
And he was taken on by Owen Rowe's wife.
Mrs. McDermott Rowe.
Mrs. McDermott Rowe.
Rowe, yeah.
And educated, got a harp teacher and set him out, and that was his second chance in life.
Isn't it incredible?
That stood to him.
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah.
It's funny, Mrs. McDermott Rowe. I used to work with a fellow in the PMPA, and his name was Dermot Rowe. Isn't that mad? There's no link. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful piece of work.
It is a
beautiful
great piece of work.
Yeah.
It is indeed.
Are you going to give us a new album at all, Vic?
I am, Marty. I am, including Johnny and everybody else around me. Will you get
into
the studio?
Sorry for asking.
Yeah. So, oh no, I'm getting it left, right, and centre, but I know it.
Yeah.
Yes, I will. I have some in the pipeline. All right.
Yeah.
But I say by the spring of next year.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
I will have some.
That'd be lovely.
I will. I need to.
Because I have the grooves worn out on the other ones.
Yes.
I should probably know.
Yeah.
You have a leaflet, a very important leaflet with you.
Well, I have a leaflet.
Yeah. Now, this is what this is the Safe Home
Safe
Ireland.
Safe Home Ireland, yeah.
First things first, let's explain, but you explain what Safe Home Ireland is.
Well, Safe Home Ireland is an organisation, it's a diaspora support service, and it was set up 20 years ago. This is the 25 years ago. This is our 25th anniversary this
okay.
year. By Dr. Gerry Cowley, a GP up in Mayo. And his intention was to repatriate Irish people. And in their 25 years in existence, they have helped and taken home 3,500, that was the last count, probably even 600, 700 at this stage, and rising. And that's from all various parts of the world. And that's for people who want to return home, we say, if you were in the States or Canada or Australia, driving around with a driver's licence in those countries. To return to Ireland and to get a driver's licence is a long and laborious job with a lot of red tape. But even Safe Home Ireland can even sort out that kind of predicament as well for people. Yes. And they take people from any kind of circumstances. You could be as poor as the church mouse, or you could be a billionaire. If you go contact Safe Home Ireland, they will bring you through the process, take an awful lot of that work off your hands. They'll do it. They have the wherewithal to do it, and they have the know-how. And there's just a handful of people working in the organisation, and they do amazing work. I became ambassador to them for them a few years ago, and delighted I am, because I spent my few years in London, like a lot of my age group, and I got to know some of the people who had immigrated over there, the people who built the tunnels and built the roads and so on. When they'd be building the roads, they were always bypassing the towns. The workers were generally sleeping in the pipes that was used for the bridges, and they'd put tarpaulin at the front and tarpaulin at the back, and they'd move with the road as it was being built. So it kind of left them not being able to socialise or get to the nearest towns and so on. So they were left in a lonely position, and I'd met some of those people. So it's something that's kind of dear to my heart to that they can help people like that.
But you came across people over the years, no doubt, when you were in London or wherever, who were... who had fallen on hard times, who had lost contact with home, and they were kind of just on the fringes of society, and almost wanted to be at that stage, because it's difficult to go back.
It's difficult to go back. Yeah,
yeah.
But even I've
lost touch with family.
Yeah, I worked on the building sites during the day and playing music in the nights.
Right.
So working in the building sites, you see a lot of those people going back to the bedsit with the 2-bar heater, the bed in one side of the room, and the sink, kitchen sink on the other side, and the little cooker, and that's how they live their lives.
Yeah.
But losing the ability to look after themselves was a sad thing to watch, because they had no friends there. A lot of their friends had passed or died, and they didn't have friends or family at home because they were so long gone. So they were left in this limbo. But thanks to Jerry Cowley and to all the staff that works with them, they have helped so many of those people. But it also applies to the modern day immigrant, the people who are heading off, the whiz kids and the techno heads, and all of those people who go and maybe don't achieve what they set out to do.
Right.
Or fall on hard times for all different circumstances.
And it can be very difficult to admit that to yourself as well, because your self-belief is that you will make it, that it will be fine, it will be okay.
Yeah.
And it isn't always. And that's where you can come
in. That's it, yeah. And
those people,
go on. Those people need the help, and Safe Home Ireland is the organisation's name. And to all your listeners and the people abroad who are listening to you, that maybe if you see somebody, even might be a conversation in a pub or someplace, that maybe the people who would like to use the access the services of Safe Home Ireland may not necessarily be the people who have the technology, the smartphone or the iPad or anything like that.
Well, that's the other thing. You've a male choir, you're doing a concert.
We're doing a concert.
As a fundraiser.
Yeah, as a fundraiser for Safe Home Ireland, and that's in St Andrew's Parish Church, and it's here in Western Row in Dublin. And it's a Sunday evening, and it's at a nice time of 6 o'clock in the evening, and the doors are opening at 5. We have the Timahoe Male Voice Choir, and they were on the main stage at the Electric Picnic this year. Great fun. A bunch of lads that got together want to sing songs, and they're out doing it, and doing it very well. And there's a special guest on as well, and that's Kate Dineen. Yeah. So that's going on. That's the
14th of December.
14th of December.
And if people wanted to buy tickets for this, coming up to Christmas, what a lovely thing to be able to do.
Yeah.
If people wanted to buy tickets for this, and it's a Western Row, I know it, you can get the dart in and everything.
Yeah, it's close. And it's a beautiful, beautiful venue.
Yeah, but what did they do? Well, Safe Home Ireland, obviously.
Safe Home Ireland,
and there's a phone number. We'll put it up on our page at the moment. And incidentally, if people wanted to get in touch with Safe Home Ireland, is there a charge? Is there a fee?
No.
There's nothing.
Nothing like that.
We should say that here.
And they have a new website as well.
Okay.
And thanks to Sean Brogan, who sponsored it.
Yeah.
And the website has all the information. A lot more than I have.
Sure.
And access the information. For anybody who have friends or family abroad that are considering returning to Ireland, be sure and to tell them about Safe Home Ireland.
It's a very fine idea.
It's a great idea.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Because people will and there's from once you find out, there isn't a phone number that they issue, sure, there isn't. It's just the web page.
Oh, no, there's phone numbers as well. But you'd have to go online to
access it. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll see if we can get that.
The Safe Home Ireland is +353 98 360 36. And that's Karen McHugh, CEO of the company. She's an amazing worker. Yes. She seems to have a different hour of a day than I do because she gets so much done. It is amazing. And Marianne and the office and all of the people involved with Safe Home Ireland are great. And then we have an annual walk we've done for the last few
years. That's right,
you
do. That's right.
And from Strokestown, from Dublin to Strokestown House.
Yes.
And it was a walk that was done by a bunch of people attempting to get to Dublin from Strokestown House. A lot of them died along the way. And we do that walk, and we do it from Dublin to Strokestown House. That's later on in the summer. The date off the top of my head, I cannot not remember.
But again, because it's for Safe Home Ireland, it'll come up on their website.
It'll come up on the website as well.
Will you stay with me for a few minutes?
I will indeed.
Somebody. On the basis that the bowl Johnny Broderick is probably listening, there's a chance that he's left the chickens for half an hour. We better play Poughkeepsie. What do you think?
Go for it.
Out on the northwest admin station, we struggled with luggage in the aisle. We went for the same seat together. That's when I first saw your smile. We were heading home for Christmas with a sprinkle of snow on the ground. You were heading north to Albany while I was in Chicago. We pulled out of the station. A blizzard of snow had blown in. The train was more like a zamboni. You know, more than 5 or 10. The conductor passed out blankets to ease the sharpness of the storm. When we had to share one, wrapped together to stay warm. We were snowblocked in Poughkeepsie on the eve of Christmas Eve, on a train full of people heading home on Christmas Eve. And the snowstorm tempted fate. For you I was love to Ellie. For me you were love to me. We talked away the passing hours. Oh, the chemistry was like glue. I didn't want the snow to melt, just one more bottle down with you. The night drew in Poughkeepsie, you fell asleep in my embrace. I can see the reflection in the window of that beautiful smile on your face. We woke up, the train was moving. The next stop, Albany, was the cry. I can still see the pain on the platform of that long kiss goodbye. No parting words were needed as we finally let go. Christmas in Poughkeepsie, you lost us. out in Poughkeepsie on the eve of Christmas Eve. On a train full of people heading home on Christmas Eve. Two strangers in Poughkeepsie and the snowstorm tinted face. For you I will love to wear thee, for me you will love to lay.
I have to get a picture of dancing hands. I wonder where they live. Poughkeepsie music from Johnny Broderick, from Mr. Keane. By the way, that is such a good song. When you go out on these gigs that you're doing, how are you choosing what you're doing? What way are you playing the concerts that you're doing at the moment? Because I know you're in Carlow, aren't you? Is it this weekend?
We're in the Visual Arts Centre in Carlow this Friday night.
And
I'll have Fergus Feely and Daniel Cullen with me.
Right.
Three nights ago, we were in Moat on Friday night, and on that night, I had two men from Mayo, and that's Stephen Doherty and David Ducey, and sometimes the four of us get together and we go out. We're doing a gig in Galway in the Town Hall in December, on the 4th of December,
right.
And we'll have a stage full. The four lads will be with me.
Yeah.
So it varies. Every night is kind of different. There's different people with me.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Fergal Scahill has been with me for the last few months, and it chops and changes.
Yes, it's like having Arcady back in the road again.
Oh, God, yeah. It is. They were great. That was great crack, too.
That was great crack.
It was.
You know, that was a learning curve, as the fella said as well.
Great learning curve.
Do you know?
And again,
I have to say, we always talk about it because it was such an amazing night, that night with the RTE Concert Orchestra, which you repeated, and then the beautiful album. What a great piece of work to have.
It is a great piece of work.
It?
And again, it's just so different. It's so different what I grew up singing, from unaccompanied songs.
That's right, because people know you from the past with the Shannos, which was the thing.
Yeah.
And then you broadened it, which I think was very important.
Yeah. Well, I just love music. When I hear a song that gets under my skin, as I say, you don't hear it, you feel it. And when I feel a song, then I just want to sing it.
Yes.
And if I can sing it and do it justice, and hopefully to pass on what I felt when I first heard it to other people, that's when I'm happy.
That's right, because you can feel it coming back at you. Well, I always thought your Shenandoah was amazing. And I mean, we know Van Morris, so many people have done it, and it's brilliant. But then you played the pipe, the whistle, and the harmonica, which was wonderful.
Which I
know you did it on the album, but also you did it in live.
Yeah.
And I thought, by Jiminy, that was something, because it was a great moment. You know?
Yeah, and that's one of my favourite parts of the States as well, down on North Carolina, Virginia,
I love it down there. I've never been to that part of the world. It's beautiful.
Well, they have a different, they're a bit like the Irish, where they kind of, they don't take life too seriously.
Of course.
Thank God. Yeah.
So there is a part of America where they don't take life too seriously.
There is. They kind of have their own time as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's lovely.
You're okay.
Maybe I'll go with you after all.
Well, you're very welcome.
I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Catherine says you have a wonderful voice. Well, he certainly does. And great to start the week with the lovely Sean Kane this morning. This is Jackie Ahern in Lismore. Isn't that lovely?
People are getting in touch to say nice things.
Eventbrite, by the way, is probably your best bet for the tickets for the Christmas concert on Sunday, the 14th of December, just to say that to you now. But anyway, will you stay? Because I know there's something I want you to be doing for us. Sean Kane, stay with me for the minute. It's 9:00.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Let the revolution begin with the all-new Citroën C3.
How are you now?
All good now.
It's all good in the hood, look at you. Are you all set?
All set.
Let's know what's happening.
We'll go to County Cork first. There are delays on Horgan's Quay from the Lower Glanmire Road turn-off to the Michael Collins Bridge. It's slow in Galway on the Tuam Road southbound from 2 Mile Ditch to the Bohorna Drive Junction. In Dublin, slow but moving on the M50 northbound between Junction 9 Red Cow and Junction 7 Lucan. There are slight delays on the Finglas Road eastbound from Glasnevin Cemetery to Prospect Way, and on the Drumcondra Road inbound now between Ormond Road and the Frank Flood Bridge. Slow as well on the Dollybrook Road in the direction of the city from Anglesey Bridge to the Herbert Park Junction. In Kildare, the Allen Wood to Lullymore Road will be closed for works this week, and there will be works as well in County Clare Monday to Friday on Circular Road in Kilkee between 8am and 6pm. And that's the latest traffic and travel news this morning.
Now, you're done for Monday.
Pardon?
Is that it?
That's it for Monday, yes. It took me a second to register what you were saying there.
Well, no, because I know I know you want to get an early sleep in the afternoon, so you're ready for the debate on the television.
Well, of course, 10 o'clock tonight. Will you in bed? Yeah, it's very late, especially when we're up so early. 10 o'clock, apparently so.
I'd have to tape that down.
You can watch it on your way in.
It's like the trade or something to tape it.
Yeah.
And not read the paper in the morning. This is getting ridiculous. Is there nothing on at 8 o'clock for the likes of us?
I know. And when we're up the hour that we're up at, you'd want to be going to bed no later than 7:30.
Now you have it.
Yeah.
Like my mother. Believe me, I'll talk to you in the morning.
Talk to you in the morning, for sure, and certainly. Flan.
Now, we don't mention politics, Sean. Don't go down that road now. Say nothing.
Yeah, you better
not. You don't want to say nothing. You know, there are other parties. Now, listen to me. Quick one for you. The cottage concerts. Yes, no, gone, happy. We'll come back.
We think we're going to revive them.
Oh, very nice.
I think we might revive them. Probably we'll do something with them next year.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people really enjoy them.
This is the home house.
This is the home house. This is what we call Carra Cottage when we're doing the sessions there during COVID.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of inspired us to do it.
Yes.
Because we're all sitting around, and I thought, people need music. They need to be entertained. I needed something to do. So there was nothing. It just felt natural to go and to sit in the hub in Carra Cottage, put on the fire of a Sunday evening, turn on the camera and the internet, fumble it way through it, get to know the technology, then fumble it again.
Yeah.
And there was some kind of a community built up around it. It was lovely to see the messages after a couple of weeks passing through our Facebook site between each other. People in America, people in the north of Ireland, people all over the world were listening and watching. And it was just a beautiful thing to do. But then I felt I was coming to the end of it when COVID finished, and I thought, people have enough of computer screens. Now we need to go out and to rekindle what was there.
Yes.
Stage, live shows, concerts, get out of the house and get out and do that. So I've been doing that ever since. But a lot of people have approached me and asked me to do the Carra Cottage again and to get back at doing the sessions. And I think I will. Maybe the time is right again. So
Lovely. We'll
have a go at it maybe next year and see what we can do.
And
maybe a different format, maybe even on a different platform, because we're being cloned all the time. At the site and the Facebook page is being cloned. People being getting messages from people that we don't know.
Oh, I understand.
And all of that. That whole landscape has gone so precarious out there at the minute.
Right.
So we'll navigate a way through that and we'll fathom it out. And I'd love to get it back up and running.
Yeah.
Because it was a house full of music.
And could you have some people in the room with you?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because we talked about that before. It'd be lovely.
Yeah.
We'd love to come down and be a part of it.
Yeah.
He said, trying not to look at my friend and colleague, who is the one who will actually make the decision.
But yeah.
You see, if you say it out loud, then you ask for forgiveness, not permission.
You plant the seed.
You plant the seed.
and it either grows or it doesn't.
Oh, but no, exactly that. But anyway, listen, you have a poem that Johnny wrote.
Yes, I have a poem that Johnny wrote, and it's probably going to be a song on the next album, because it's something that really appealed to me, and it's something that we've been talking about, how important music is in today's world.
Yes.
And I had my driving glasses on now after doing the journey.
Good
and
man.
I put on the reading glasses and we'll see how that works out. And it's More Than Ever is the title. We need music more than ever to silence the piercing drums of rage. We need poetry and all love songs. We need Woodstock back on stage. We need songs about forgiveness, songs of hope the world can sing. We need Biko and Mandela, Gandhi, Teresa and Emil King. We need artists that inspire to replace the guns and with the guitar, to pull the heartstrings of compassion, to lead us all like guided stars. We need music more than ever to ease the tension of the web. A simple universal chorus, a real awakening watershed. We don't want another Hiroshima. We don't want trenches filled with red. We need music more than ever to soothe the voice inside our head. We need Dylan and Pete Seeger with powerful lyrics to ring, to right the wrong, to inspire the peaceful masses to rise together in one song. We need to listen to Imagine, words that plant so peace can grow. We need leaders with compassion and healing music everywhere we go.
That's fantastic. That is very touching. We should play that every week.
I think it's powerful.
The goodness.
I think it is great.
That can be found in people.
Fair play to Johnny.
You're great. Sean, thanks so much for coming in. I have to leave you with gratitude. How could we not?
Thank you very much.
Keep the faith, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
God bless.
Summer haze is rising from the sleepy valleys. Van, the man, is on the radio. Turning it up, we sing and we laugh. We get lost in conversation. Then we get lost. We find the coast road, winding through bend and brow. To mountains, tumbling headlong into the sea. To wave after wave of silver rock and salty water. The master's hand paints broad brushstrokes with light and mist, a majestic arc over the coast road. We drive through a summer shower to a glorious vista of golden sands and rugged cliff face. We are surrounded by the beauty and the power of nature. Grateful. In the dying light, we stumble over rocks and boulders to a tiny sandy kingdom and convince ourselves that it's ours and ours alone. And with a yard of driftwood as a pencil, inside the biggest heart, I write, I love you.
Gratitude from Johnny Broderick, Mr. Cannon, and Sean Kane as well. It's just absolutely stunning.